Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 977, for Wednesday, November 6th, 2024. This is the BGG Page Views Edition. No, I haven't returned it to Wednesday. It's a special edition, as we count down the 100 longest-running games on the Page Views Edition. I started the BGG Page Views Edition as a weekly coda to the Dice Tower News podcast that I was hosting back in 2012 and 2013, and it was just supposed to be a quick look at the 10 hottest games on BoardGameGeek. It's spiraled into something more than that, but that's where it started, in mid-October of 2012. So There is a list for every week. We're here now into early November, almost exactly, just a little bit more, than 12 years after that first list. So 12 years of weekly lists is, about 625, 630 maybe, editions of the list. So in that time, there are only 100 games that have spent 10 weeks or more in the top 10. Now, unfortunately, because I started it in 2012 and not back when I first had the idea in like 2005 or 6 or 7, I don't have all of those lists of games like Puerto Rico, Agricola, Power Grid, all the old timers, Dominion, that would definitely have been on a list like this. It's only the last 12 years, only the duration of this podcast. So I'm going to run through these 100 games. Well, it turns out it's 101, because as we heard on the last installment of the podcast, two games breached the 10-week mark in the same week, and so they were the 100th and 101st games. So we'll start out with those seven games that have exactly 10 weeks on the list. You have Alchemists, which last charted in 2015, Warhammer Quest, the adventure card game, 2016. Gaia Project from 2018. Anachrony, last charted in 2021. And My Father's Work in 2022. And the two new ones that are currently in the top 10, Andromeda's Edge and Unconscious Mind. But we have 10 more that have had 11 weeks on the chart. The oldest one is Zombicide, which last charted in 2014. We have one from 2017, Dark Souls, the board game, two from the following year, Charterstone, and Keyforge, Call of the Archons, one from late 2020, Etherfields, the following year, Descent, Legends of the Dark, Cthulhu, Death May Die, from 2022, Food Chain Magnet, a very late breaker in 2023, and then from this year we've had two games at 11 weeks, Wormspan and the special edition of The Castles of Burgundy. Five more at the 12-week mark. This is all tied for number 80 on this countdown. The number 11 games are tied for 85. The number 10 game, the number 11, 11-week games, the 10-week games are tied for number 95. Here at number 80, we have Solkin, the Mayan calendar. Well, that last charted in January of 2013, so it probably spent basically the first 12 weeks of the list in the top 10. So there's one that should have had more weeks, I'm sure. Forbidden Stars from 2016. Imperium Classics from 2021. Late last year, Nucleum had its 12th appearance, and Hegemony notched its 12th in May. Tied at number 77 are these three games with 13 weeks. On Mars, Twilight Imperium, the 4th edition, both from 2020, and Too Many Bones from 2021. Now, there's a game that's older than just 2021. The fact is that this date I'm giving is the year that I'm giving is the last time they appeared on the list. It doesn't mean that these weeks were all reeled off in a row. As you know, it's quite common for a game to show up for a couple of weeks, especially for a Kickstarter campaign, go away for months or even years, come back for another several-week run, and then maybe a little later on an expansion comes out and it pops in for another week or two. So this isn't even necessarily where the bulk of the run of these games are. It's literally just the last week they charted. Tied at number 73 are these four games with 14 weeks on the chart. Maracaibo from 2020, Flamecraft from the last week of 2021, Endless Winter, Paleo Americans from last year, and just from a few months ago, Harmonies had its 14th week in September. Four more are tied at number 69 with 15 weeks. Star Wars Armada from 2015, Conan from 2016, Eon Trespass Odyssey from last year, and, just again from a few months ago from August, Slay the Spire, the board game. The five games with 16 weeks on the chart, tied at number 64, are Nations from 2014, two from 2017, Mechs vs. Minions, and Through the Ages, A New Story of Civilization. We also have Batman, Gotham City Chronicles from 2019, and another new entry, The White Castle, which last charted in September. Four more games are tied at number 60 with 17 weeks. From back-to-back weeks in 2016, we have Zombicide, Black Plague, and Twilight Struggle. 4 years later, The Lord of the Rings, Journeys in Middle-earth. And from 2021, Ankh, Gods of Egypt. Well, yet another group of four. I'm not doing anything to massage these numbers. It just so happens that we have lots of groups of four clustering together. At number 56, with 18 weeks, Mansions of Madness, the second edition, from early 2017. 2 years later, Azul had its final week in the top 10. The Witcher Old World from last October, and going back into the summer, this past summer, Dune, War for Arrakis, had its 18th week. Tied at number 52 with 19 weeks are Mage Knight Board Game from 2014, Seafall from 2016, Codenames from the first week of 2017, and then they are joined much later, from this past April, by ISS Vanguard. We've now reached the top 50, and there are two games here tied with 20 weeks. So I guess I could have done just a special edition of all games with 20-plus weeks on the chart, because we have 50 of those. Well, 51. Wasteland Express Delivery Service, from late 2017, and from last summer, well, a year and a half ago, Earth. The first position with nobody, not having two games tied, just a sole owner of number 49 with 21 weeks, Tapestry. That last charted the first week of 2020. A three-way tie at number 46 with 22 weeks, Eldritch Horror from early 2015, Massive Darkness from late 2017, and Sleeping Gods from January of 2023. At number 44 is Myth from 2015 and Oathsworn Into the Deep Wood from October of 2023. At number 43, with 24 weeks, we have Marvel Dice Masters, Avengers vs. X-Men, from 2014. And we've now encountered a position, for the first time we are skipping a number of weeks. There is no single game in the last 12 years that has spent exactly and only 25 weeks on the chart. So Marvel Dice Masters had 24. That's at number 43. And these next four games tied for number 39 all had 26 weeks. The Lord of the Rings, the card game, from 2014. 2 years later, Time Stories. And then two games from 2021, Tainted Grail, The Fall of Avalon, and Oath, Chronicles of Empire and Exile. We have another four-way tie. This is the last one, though. At number 35, with 27 weeks, Rising Sun, from 2018, a game which will always, in my mind, be that game that ran 7 weeks in a row at number 2, but couldn't get past Gloomhaven in early 2018. And then three more games added just this year. Voidfall, in January, and two more games just from September had their last charting. Brass, Birmingham, and Dune Imperium Uprising. At number 34, with 28 weeks, Caverna, The Cave Farmers, from 2014. And now a significant gap. At Caverna has 28 weeks. Our next position has 32 weeks. It's at number 33 on the list, Everdell, which last charted in August of 2023. Everdell was at number 33, had 32 weeks. The next game is at number 32, with 33 weeks, Eclipse, from 2013. So it spent most of the first several months of the list on the chart. Here is another one at number 31 that is currently on the chart with 34 weeks, Arx. And it spent most of those weeks in the top five. So I think it's got some legs left in it yet. At number 30, with 35 weeks, Shadows of Brimstone, City of the Ancients, which last charted in 2016. At number 29, with 36 weeks, Gloomhaven, Jaws of the Lion, from 2022. And right next to it, at number 28, is Frosthaven, which had 39 weeks on the chart, last appearing in July of 2023. Number 27, Robinson Crusoe, Adventures on the Cursed Island, which hit its 41st week in the chart, on the chart, in 2021. At number 26, Blood Rage, with 43 weeks, last appearing in 2018. The top 25 kicks off with Descent, Journeys in the Dark, the second edition, which charted as late as August of 2020. I can only assume that's because the Legends of the Dark version had shown up, but didn't have its own entry yet, and so all the views went to this game. Anyway, that got it its 46th week on the chart. Number 24, Nemesis, with 48 weeks. It last charted in 2021. Tied at number 22 are Pathfinder Adventure Card Game, Rise of the Rune Lords, from late 2014, and just from a few months later, Dead of Winter, a Crossroads game. They both topped out at 49 weeks. So as we enter the games, number 21, we have the top 21 games that have 50 weeks on the chart. As a reminder, we have 27 games with at least 40 weeks, 33 with at least 30, 51 with at least 20 weeks, and of course, 101 with at least 10 weeks. Here now we have those over 50. At number 21, with 52 weeks, Star Wars Rebellion, which last charted in 2017. Entering the top 20, Lost Ruins of Arnak, charted 56 times in the top 10, last doing so in 2023, April of 2023. At number 19, Terra Mystica, with 59 weeks, last charting in 2017. And those are the only three that are sitting in the 50s. So we're going to see that as we go along. We're going to be accelerating rapidly through these different tiers, because now we're up to games with 60-plus weeks. At number 18, the seventh continent with exactly 60 weeks, just one more than Terra Mystica. It last charted in late 2019. Number 17, Pandemic Legacy, Season 1, with 61 weeks, charted finally the last week of 2017. At number 16, Star Trek Attack Wing, with 62 weeks. So those four games, the last four, are all just 1 week apart. It made its final appearance in 2014, in October. And now we jump all the way up to the 70-week threshold. At number 15, Kingdom Death Monster, with 70 weeks. It last charted in December of 2021. For a few years there, it was hitting just once a year, right during Black Friday week. But the bulk of its run is probably 2015, 2016. We have a tie at number 13. This is our last position where we have at least or more than one game holding the position. Both with 73 weeks, we have Star Wars Imperial Assault, which last charted toward the end of 2017, and from just earlier this year, Heat, Pedal to the Metal, made its final appearance in the top 10 in May. Although you never know, that one could show up again. Maybe you get a new expansion. The gap from number 13 to number 12 is a 10-week gap. At number 12, with 83 weeks, Wingspan, which last charted in early 2024. It spent a couple of years there where it was only appearing the first week or two of January. Number 11, Marvel Champions, with 84 weeks. Its final appearance was in mid-2022. We enter the top 10 with Root, which actually has just reappeared in the top 10, notching its 88th week on the chart. That is, though it's in the top 10, it really is more of a best of the rest, because everybody else, your top 9, are not only at least 90 weeks, not only at least 100 weeks, but at least 110 weeks on the chart. The gap from Root to the number 9 game is 23 weeks of difference, which is, you know, close to 6 months, right? At number 9, Star Wars X-Wing Miniatures Game, with 111 weeks in the top 10, ending its run finally in early January of 2016. Number 8, Spirit Island, with 122 weeks on the chart, and it appeared fairly recently, back in late August. Number 7, Scythe, 126 weeks, although it hasn't been around since February of 2023. The bulk of its run, of course, again, 2016, 2017, 2018, 126 weeks, that's a touch over 2 full years in the top 10, and that's true for all of these games going forward. Scythe still does hang out in the top 30 quite a bit. Number 6, Dune Imperium, with 129 weeks. It last showed up around Gen Con, 3 months ago. I would not be surprised to see it appear again. The top 5 are all over the 130-week mark, starting with Ark Nova, having 132 weeks. It was just on, but, you know, it's in and out, but it's definitely not done. I think we're going to see it actually capture the number 4 spot, but much has been true in the overall BGG top 10 currently, just kind of hang out and get stuck at number 4 for a while. Currently number 4, Android Netrunner, with 136 weeks. It had a pretty much unbroken run all the way until 2015. It last charted in June of 2015. But for a long time, it was far and away the longest running game. However, then we had the arrangement, the alignment to the site, you know, whatever it was that in mid-spring of 2016, all of a sudden you had just extremely high view totals. That was around the time they revised the game pages. I don't know whether they just started counting page views differently, whether there actually became a lot more traffic on the site right then, and it was a coincidence, or whether it was simply because there was a set of games that came out that all had a lot of attention. But you have all of these games released in 2016, 17 that are long running, and they dominate the top of this chart, as they dominated for a long time on the weekly edition. At number 3, Arkham Horror, the card game, with 204 weeks in the top 10. That is nearly 4 full years. And the gap between Arkham Horror and Android Netrunner is 68 weeks, more than a year. So these top three are really in their own category. And I don't really see anybody else threatening this anytime soon, because even a game like Ark Nova is already running on fumes. If it hits 140, I think it'll be doing good. It's definitely not going to get all the way to 200. The last time Arkham Horror appeared was July 16th, 2022. Number 2, Terraforming Mars, with 234 weeks, a 30-week, 7-month gap between Terraforming Mars and Arkham Horror. It last hit the top 10 in September of 2023, but it is kind of in the top 20 a lot still, like a suspicious amount of time. So I would not be surprised to see Terraforming Mars plink off another week or two here or there, and it doesn't need too many more to be able to get to the top. Number 1, Gloomhaven, last appearing in March of 2023 with 242 weeks on the chart. So 242 divided, that's 5 years, would be 260 weeks. So it's not all that close to 5 years, but well over 4.5 years. However, the key thing is there's only an 8-week gap between Gloomhaven and Terraforming Mars. So if Terraforming Mars can sort of find some way to keep surging back toward the top 10, you never know. Seems unlikely. 8 weeks is kind of a lot for a game that hasn't been in the top 10 in over a year. But that takes nothing away from Gloomhaven's accomplishment. Although Gloomhaven, unlike some of these other games, Terraforming Mars, like I said, still hanging around the top 20. Arkham Horror, the card game, occasionally getting in the top 20, constantly in the top 30. Scythe, still in the top 30 a lot of the time. Marvel Champions, even. Root, these are all recurring top 30, top 40 games. Gloomhaven, ever since it stopped being the number one game, which was about the last time it was in the top 10, that was from March 4th of 2023. Ever since that happened, it's been kind of not even really in the top 40 a lot of the time. So I really don't expect to see Gloomhaven show up again, but you never know. There is your list of the top 100 games, the top 100 longest running games on the weekly edition of the BGG Page Views. This episode is for Wednesday, November 6th, 2024.